He also notes what he believes has been the unhappiness for the people who rejected the United States to live in Russia.
Mr. Savodnik also notes what he believes has been the unhappiness for people who rejected the United States to live in Russia.
What people are we talking about?
We are talking about defectors.
Who are? What kind of people are they? What kind of people are defectors in this text? Are they people who rejected the United States to live in Russia?
They are.
They are. Who are they?
They are people who rejected the United States.
States? What for? To live?
To live in Russia.
To live in Russia. And this guy says that... So this guy notes, what does he note? He notes what he believes has been unhappiness for such kind of people. Has been the unhappiness for Americans who rejected life in America to live in Russia. So what's the meaning of this unhappiness? It means that all their life after their treason, was unhappy.
Mr. Savodnik also notes what he believes has been the unhappiness for people who rejected the United States to live in Russia.
What are those people who rejected the United States to live in Russia?
They are defectors.
We may say they betrayed. What did they betray?
They betrayed their own motherland.
They betrayed their own motherland. What is it? It is a treason. Or we may say it is a war treason. If they betrayed their own country during the war, it is a war treason. In everyday life, it may also be a treason when wife betrays husband, husband betrays his wife. It is also a treason. Let's come back to the text. We are talking about defectors. And again, he told about some kind of unhappiness, has been unhappiness for those people. And he says, this includes all such defectors. Since what time?
Since World War II. Since the Second World War.
Or as we call it in Russia, the Great Patriotic War. He says it includes all such defectors since World War II.
He says this includes all such defectors since World War II.
Does he say this includes all such defectors since World War II?
He does.
He says this includes all such defectors since World War II.
He tells about future. He expresses his vision of the future. He predicts, or we may say he forecasts, Example, weather forecast, Here in the text, he predicts, some future events, or he predicts events in future. What does he predict? He predicts that Russian officials will want Mr. Snowden to leave where? Somewhere far away from news media. He will not be able to communicate with the reporters. He will not be able to communicate with mass media.
He predicts that Russian officials would want Edward Snowden to live far away from news media.
So, for example, now, Russian officials want, what do they want? They want him to leave. Where do they want him to live?
They want him to live far away from mass media.
In future, they will want him to live. Where will they want him to live?
They will want him to live far away from mass media.
He says that Russian officials will want him to live far away from mass media. Does he say they will want him to live far away from mass media?
He does.
What does he say? Where does he say they will want him to live?
He says they will want him to live far away from mass media.
Or he predicts, he expresses some supposition. He predicts that Russian officials would want him to live far away from mass media. He predicts that they would want him to live far away from mass media. Does he predict that they would want him to live far away from mass media?
He does.
What does he predict? Where does he predict they would want him to live?
He predicts they would want him to live far away from mass media.
He predicts that Russian officials would want Edward Snowden to live far away from news media.
Would want him to live far away from mass media. That's what he predicts. For example, now you want me to buy sweet chocolate. I think about future events. And I may say, I think you will ask me. I think you will want me to give you chocolate. I think you will want me to give you some chocolate. I think you will want me to give bitter chocolate. Or if I predict, I would say, I don't know, maybe you will, maybe you won't ask me. Or I ask you, would you ask me? Would you like coffee? Would you like tea? Or I may express advice. I think you'd better. You'd better. You'd rather. I think you'd better. I think you'd rather. And I predict that you would ask me. I predict that you would want me to give you some bitter chocolate. Bitter chocolate. And another supposition. They may send him, or they might send him. He predicts that they might send him to live. And he says they might send him. Where might they send him? They might send him to live somewhere far away from the major city.
And, Mr. Savodnik says, they might send him to live in an area far from a major city.
They might send him to live. We may say they may. They may send him to live far away from the major city. So, may they send him to live far away from the major city?
They may.
Where may they send him to live? Where may they send him to live?
They may send him to live far away from the major city.
They might send. So, might they send him to live far away from the major city?
They might.
Where might they send him to live? Where might they send him to live?
They might send him to live far away from the major city.
That's what he says. So, does he say Russian officials might send him to live far away from the major city?
He does.
What does he say? What does he say? Where does he say they might send him to live? Where does he say they might send him to live?
He says they might send him to live far away from the major city.
And, Mr. Savodnik says, they might send him to live in an area far from a major city.
They might send him to live in an area far away from a major city. His job might be. What might it be? What will he do? His job might be. His job might be cleaning floors. Or working in a factory.
His job might be cleaning floors or working in a factory.
Might his job be? Might his job be cleaning floors or working in a factory?
It might.
What might it be? What might his job be?
It might be cleaning floors or working in a factory.
His job might be cleaning floors or working in a factory.
He says, or he predicts, that his job might be cleaning floors or working in a factory. Does he say, or does he predict, that his job might be cleaning floors or working in a factory?
He does.
What does he predict? What does he predict? What does he predict his job might be? What does he predict his job might be?
He predicts his job might be cleaning floors or working in a factory.